All right, in this episode, episode 105, we will start with some Game of Thrones casting news, and we're going to debunk, unfortunately, a very popular rumor.
And we're talking Stranger Things 2, everyone's favorite Netflix show at the moment. Season 2, might be some new characters. We're going to tell you what we know about them.
And also a new Star Wars Episode 8 rumor, and I don't think it's a spoiler at this point, but a rumor that a horned villain might be someone we already know.
Bum, bum, bum. This is... What are we now?
Pop culture connoisseurs. It's been so long.
I know.
Here we go, guys. All right, welcome to episode 195 of
Pop culture connoisseurs/a gal and a gay.
I'm Mick, along with Kitty. Of course, it has been a couple of weeks, so we forgot the name of our podcast.
Yes, and I was just so used to saying a gal and a gay that sometimes I just forget. It just slips right out.
I feel like some of our viewers still think we're that as well. I don't know, this podcasting thing. We do it for fun.
It is fun.
But man, it can be a headache sometimes.
Yes, it can, especially when your equipment doesn't cooperate.
Right, or when you change things
before
and you lose listeners. We just need to get paid for this.
I know. If we got paid for this, it would be amazing.
It would be
amazing. So if anybody out there wants to pay us to do this, we'd love you. So.
Right. We need to find a couple sponsors.
I know.
And I know they're out there.
I'm sure they are.
We just have to find them.
Yes, you're right.
We need to get... I was listening to... speaking of podcasts, on the trip home this past weekend, listening to Lore.
Uh-huh. It's great.
And Criminal.
Oh, yeah, I've been listening to that one. Good. I need to, yeah.
And This American Life. I mean, they're just... I love podcasts. And I was just thinking...
Too.
I feel like Sirius XM, since they got rid of a few channels and they changed it up... I feel like they should just have one channel dedicated to different podcasts.
Yeah,
so
I feel like they should too.
So just playing different podcasts,
right?
Just giving.
I agree. I'm surprised that's not an option already.
I know, right?
Especially some of these shorter podcasts, you could do half an hour, like.
Yep.
You know, Sundays at 2:30 we play Lore or whatever.
Yeah.
I know.
We need to talk with Aaron Mankey about that. See if maybe we can just start our own podcasting channel.
You're right.
We could host it.
Yes, and Aaron
we'll
Mankey
host
can...
everyone else's podcast.
That's right. Yeah, okay. Hey, I'm okay with that. Absolutely.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. I know.
I think we're on to something here.
I think so too.
We need to come
here with our podcast channel.
As soon as possible.
That's right.
Big news today with Apple coming out.
Yeah.
So obviously the new iPhone's coming out, the little wireless earbuds people are freaking out over. They think they're stupid, whatever. I don't care. I'm really happy this cord's gone. But did you see that Super Mario is back?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That.
I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
The earbuds, I mean, it's whatever. I don't really see, I mean, I understand, but I personally, I don't care about the cords. Like, I think I'd actually rather have the cords, but... Mm. I'll try the earbuds. I'm afraid of losing those things, like, easily. So,
well, I have some wireless ones, and I love them. I love them.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure it'll just be something people have to get used to. I just
people hate change.
Exactly. They
Every time Apple comes out with an iPhone, everyone's like freaking out about this or that. And guess what? 2 years later, it's no big deal. Remember when they did change the plug?
Yes, you're right.
Charging?
Exactly.
Oh, you thought the world had ended.
You're right.
I was just like,
exactly.
We've only had an iPhone for 5 years.
I know.
6 years at that point.
I know.
And now getting rid of that. And
but it,
making...
has, it comes with an adapter, too, so you can plug in your earphones if you do not like the earbuds or whatever. Yeah. So,
well, I was expecting when that came out that it's going to be wireless charging and you just put your phone on.
See
a Mac
that
or whatever.
I could get on board.
I
with.
Think that'll
yeah.
be probably next.
Yeah.
Next year, because next year is the 10-year anniversary of the iPhone.
Oh my god!
So,
is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
So they're
oh
probably
god.
Going to just they're saving a lot probably for that 10-year anniversary.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh yeah.
So I bet that'll be
it. And this one is supposed to be water resistant, dust resistant, which is cool.
Yeah.
You know, I forget how deep it said it can go before it.
55 meters or something like that.
And what is that? meters, whatever.
We don't use meters.
Come on, this is America.
But if you drop it in the pool, you'll be fine.
Okay, see, that's great. So see, if I drop it in the toilet, like I did my one phone,
oh yeah,
you know, it should be fine. That's good. Yes.
And I like the really the just the black.
I think I like the black too.
I think I'm getting black. I've never had a black iPhone.
Really? No, I haven't either. It's been white. I have rose gold now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like the rose gold, but I have a case on it. So
you cover it up.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, yeah, I like the black, too. Yeah. I think I might get the black. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. But I told you, I think I'm going to get the bigger one. It's just time, I think.
Yeah.
And plus with the dual cameras and stuff, I want that. Just in case, because what happens if, because I forget things on my way to shoots, what happens if I have to use my iPhone? You know, like.
Yeah. No, you're right.
It better be a good one. The best of the best.
You're right. Yeah, you make a good argument, because I mean, I read and watch things on my iPhone all the time. I might as well get the big one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you don't have your tablet with you.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah.
What shows are you watching right now? We're kind of in that lull.
Let's see. I finished Penny Dreadful, season 3, and it's only 3 seasons long. Like was the last final season.
Okay.
Very good. I like it because it is just a full circle kind of story, and I like the way that they ended it. Like, and the creators said after doing season 3, nobody knew it was gonna be the final season until it was over, and so.
But and Josh Hartnett's in that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on Showtime. Ava Green, who is fantastic, Timothy Dalton, and a few other people.
What is it about?
It's about, well, they take a lot of literary horror characters, so there's Dracula's involved, there's werewolves.
Is it a horror
show? Yeah, it is a horror show. There's demons, there's Victor Frankenstein. Frankenstein's
is
involved.
Is it scary?
You'd probably think it was scary.
Okay.
It didn't scare me.
No.
It's very beautifully shot, and it's well acted. It's a great story. But the full circle of it, you know, they said they didn't want it to go beyond, because Ava Green's kind of the main focus character, and so when her story was done, they didn't want to
keep
it going, which I admire, you know, because some series will keep going even though after the main story arc is done. So, but I highly recommend it if you're a fan of horror and just that sort of thing. It's very, very good. So Josh Hartnett's great in it. And yeah, they do a really good job of weaving in these old tales, you know, like I said, Frankenstein and all that together. And it's really great. So all
right.
I've also been watching Sherlock, finally. Almost done with that. I love Sherlock. It's so good. I finally understand everyone's obsession with Benedict Cumberbatch. He's fantastic, and Martin Freeman too. I've been really enjoying that. That's all I can think of at the moment.
You need to watch House of Lies.
Oh yeah, I know. I do need to watch that.
So damn good, and it's only 20 some minutes.
That's awesome.
It's like
I
could just power through, and again, I'm trying not to. I'm still in season 1, episode 10, but it's so good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I gave it a chance, and Don Cheadle's fantastic, and obviously Kristen Bell.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name from Parks and Rec? I can only think of his character. Well, I can't think of his character's name right now. Don, the crazy guy.
A crazy guy.
That was Aziz's friend.
John Ralphio. Oh,
John
Ralphio's in that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, yeah. I love that guy.
He's so...
Ben Schwartz, I think, is his name.
Ben Schwartz, yeah.
Yeah, is his name.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Anna Camp's in the first episode.
Oh.
Mr. Steve Newlin is in a couple episodes after that. He even signed my name in a book. I cannot remember anything right now. What the hell?
Dennis O'Hare? No. What is his name? Not Dennis O'Hare.
Yeah.
Oh, I forget his real name.
Damn it. I know his uncle who lives here in Kansas City. Oh my God.
He was Steve Newlin on
True Blood.
On True Blood. And I forgot his name. I know. God, I can't either.
Seriously, it's like a Monday.
Yeah, I know.
I love the holiday weekends.
I know.
It's 3, but damn it. It
I know.
Just throws off my entire week. It throws up my entire week. I feel like I'm in a haze.
I know.
Damn it.
I can't remember his name.
It's sad that I wish it was a 5-day work week, just because I feel like I'm on top of my game.
Anyway,
I'm in my routine.
I Yeah, I need to watch that.
House of Lies.
I finished Veep. Also, I watched, and I really liked Veep. I need to watch so that funny. One too. I'm trying to think. I've watched some movies recently. I was back home for a week, and we watched a bunch of movies. We watched Conjuring 2, which was fine. It was very much like Conjuring 1. That's good. Now You See Me 2. Again, very much like Now You See Me 1. Not bad. I watched The Big Short, finally. Oh. It was so good.
Let's see.
It explained the housing crisis so well.
Margot Robbie in a bubble bath.
Exactly.
It was great. It was kind of a cross between like a documentary.
Yeah. I loved how it...
Yeah.
I mean, it was funny and it explained things, but, you know, they'd break the fourth wall or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, you talk to the camera and it was great. Yeah. I mean, it's like... I lived through the housing crisis. I worked in news, but I didn't understand it at all. Mm-hmm. And now I do, finally, 8 years later.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I think a lot of times at that time, no one understood it either.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
After the fact.
Yeah.
But it makes so much sense.
Exactly. Yeah. It was really good. So, mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. So that's all I can think of when I watched. I don't remember what else we watched, but.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'd watched The Big Short a couple weeks ago, too. Mm-hmm. Great movie. We were supposed to see Sully.
I know.
We didn't get to it. But I've been reading some reviews, and they're like, it's an amazing plane sequence looking for a movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, that's disappointing.
I know.
You know, because, I mean, I love the Sully Sullenberger story, and I love Tom Hanks, and I think it's a perfect choice. But, yeah, that's kind of disappointing. Yeah. I know.
But... Oh, well, it was kind of like, that movie I saw with Usher, and it wasn't just Usher. He was a bit part in it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God,
Maybe we shouldn't be doing a podcast today.
Movie with Usher.
Oh, my God. The boxing movie. The Hands of Stone.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah. Robert De Niro's in it.
Oh.
It just loses focus. It should have been about the boxer, and instead it was kind of a mismatch of, let's fit Robert De Niro's character in more because obviously we have Robert De Niro. And then, here comes Usher, who comes in as Sugar Ray Leonard. And, I mean, Usher was actually good in it, but Edward, I'm looking it up right now, Edgar Ramirez was Roberto Duran, who's a legendary boxer.
Oh.
And it started out focused on him. It should have been all about him, but then it kind of veers off into his trainer, who is a legendary trainer played by Robert De Niro. Still good, but... And then Usher comes in, and it's just like, oh, look here, look there. And it's just like it should have really been focused on Duran. And so it's kind of sad, but, you know, it's...
Yeah.
That time of year.
That's true. It is that time of year.
The blockbusters
You're right.
are no more.
They're over.
Thank God.
I got to watch
movie season.
Captain America Civil War on the plane, which was awesome.
I thought you saw that in the theater.
I did. I went and saw it with
you.
I just watched it again because I hadn't seen it since we saw it.
Oh, yeah.
It's still really good.
Mm-hmm.
Although, looking back now, Elizabeth Olsen's accent is terrible. Her Russian or...
Did you not see the first one?
I did.
When she was in... Oh, so you watched all of them with her. But this one was worse?
I don't know. For whatever reason, it was really noticeable the second time around that it was pretty bad. But, I mean, I like her. She's great, but her accent needs some work.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's in and out. Like, it's not Scovenian or whatever she's supposed to be.
See, that's the thing. Like, with a big movie like that, they should have someone there saying,
yeah,
we can't use that take.
I agree.
Let's use another take.
Because even in the same sentence, it'll be, you can tell it's her American accent and that she's trying to keep the Russian-ish accent going. Yeah, it's not. It needs some work, I think.
Yeah.
But, I mean, overall, it's a great movie. Still a lot of fun. So, it was fun to watch it on the plane. Really helped the flight go by fast.
That's good. Well, and then we have the Spider-Man movie next year. So
I know. And I read somewhere today that they might be dropping a trailer. Oh, maybe next month, soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
I hope so. I'm excited because that kid is great.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully they do right. And of course, you know, the uproar about a Latino Mary Jane or whatever, a black one. I don't know. It doesn't even matter. This fucking election has to get over soon because I feel like it's just amplified because we have a racist that's running for president. Uh-huh. Anyway, I'll get off on that. We'll get off on that. I guess we should get to some TV news.
Yeah, we got a bit, so.
We're already 15 minutes in.
So. Oh my gosh, okay, let's go. Okay.
Okay, in TV news, we are going to start with Game of Thrones so we can talk about The Walking Dead in a second because we went down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, we had just spent about 15 minutes just looking at stuff. So
anyway, earlier this week, it was rumored that Angela Lansbury, Murder, She Wrote's Jessica Fletcher, and Beauty and the Beast's...
Mrs. Potts.
I was going to let you chime in on that. I did forget for a second. I figured out. Had joined... season 7 of Game of Thrones.
And it was rumored to be like just a minor role, I suppose. But her people today are saying, no, that's not true. Sorry. Not going to happen.
Especially for a minor role.
Yeah, somebody like Angela Lansbury would not just have a minor role, I would think. But
right.
It would have to be a meaty minor role.
Could you imagine her with...
Yeah, with Grandma. Oh,
God.
Tyrell.
Oh.
Diana.
Diana Riggs.
Yeah. Yes, Diana Riggs. That's her name.
And I can't remember her name on the show right now because it's...
Grandma Tyrell. That's all I know.
Yeah, but something...
Orlena?
Damn it.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. Anyway, you guys know who we're talking about.
Yeah, Grandma.
But anyway, so she's coming out saying, no, she's not. I mean, Angela Lansbury has to be real old.
She has to be.
Has to be in her 80s.
I mean,
she has to be.
I mean, she was old and on Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, but she looked old because of that old haircut. You know how, like, back 20 years ago, sometimes you look older than you do now just because.
Truth.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to find her age.
But I mean, she's, old.
1925, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's old.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do the math, but.
1925, she'd be almost 90.
She's 90, yeah. She's almost 91.
So, but anyway, so we do know season 7 obviously is going to be pushed back. They just started filming. It's not going to come out here until summer of next year, which will hopefully give George R.R. Martin enough time. Because there was a rumor this week that I think it was Amazon dropped that little bombshell that his next book was going to come out in March, and now everyone's denying it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I think we're going to see the end of the show before we see the next.
I agree. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because I think at this point it would just be a distraction, because season 6 was so good
without
his source material. I know,
and 7 and 8 are going to be good too. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, you might as well. I mean, once Game of Thrones ends, people are going to be wanting that Game of Thrones fix, so you should just wait. Drop it after the show ends.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just thought.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's get to our Walking Dead news.
Oh, boy.
So, where do we even start with this one? Because we have a couple different portions of this one. So, we know that the premiere is in October.
Mm-hmm.
There have been rumors that there will be multiple deaths in episode 1,
mm-hmm.
and now it almost kind of seems like it's been confirmed through Greg Nicotero.
Yes, so by accident, it seems, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he did an interview with Entertainment Weekly, I believe, and in it he's talking about, he says, deaths, plural. So... you know, maybe that was a slip of the tongue. Maybe he didn't mean to say deaths, but, you know, he's talking about how the deaths are going to affect next season. So, there you go. And we have been hearing rumors that it could be 2 people. And so, I don't know.
So, we don't want to spoil anything necessarily for you guys.
Because, yeah.
But there is that Facebook page that AMC has been trying desperately to get taken down. It is the Spoiling Dead fans. This is a website, a Facebook page, that Kitty is going to spend the rest
of
the night.
Yes, I was already obsessed with it. So these people are, I don't know how they get this information, but they are, like, they pretty much know everything about filming. I mean, and they're putting everything together, who shot when, which episode it is, or I don't know how they're doing all this, but based on them, by their knowledge, and I mean, it is all just pure speculation, but it looks like it's going to be probably Glenn and Abraham, which we have speculated before too, or we've at least theorized about. So,
right. And then they also do a breakdown of who's in what episodes, things like that. And here's the thing that does piss me off about The Walking Dead. So there will be several episodes in, like, something big happens, and then you're not going to see that character for four episodes.
Exactly.
And that's what it looks like is going to happen with Maggie.
Yes.
So she's going to be obviously in episode one. That shit's going to go down.
Yep.
We're not going to see her till episode five.
Yeah.
And it's with Tara.
Yeah.
We haven't seen her in a couple episodes.
Yeah, I know.
And now, I mean, they're bringing her back. But I mean, it's just like, they spread it out.
I know.
Too long, because then it's like, you don't even care.
Exactly.
Like, what was it? Two episodes before the finale is when Denise was killed?
Yes. Yeah.
And Tara still doesn't know. So now it's like,
you're right. I completely forgot. Yeah.
Now you're going to be taking us back to Denise when it's just like, let's move forward. I mean, Denise was a great character.
She was.
Like, well, it was like Maggie and Beth and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that was.
Maggie forgot she even had a sister.
I know.
We all forgot she had a sister.
Exactly.
Like, oh, yeah, they're sisters.
Oh, yeah, they're sisters.
Because
they
didn't build it up.
No, they did
not. I
don't
know. That's the thing that it's like, Walking Dead, tighten it up. They need to figure out.
They do need to tighten it up. I agree.
Okay. Season 10 is going to be our final season.
Exactly.
Let's wrap this
shit
up.
That's right. Let's get this. Yeah, exactly. Agreed. You know, this fan site saying, you know, or just by their deductions that it's probably Abraham and Glenn, which I don't know how I feel about it being Glenn. But there was another article I read that in the trailer you can see it looks like somebody who looks like Abraham is struggling with some walkers. And so, I don't know. That could be footage from another season, you know? Like, it doesn't necessarily mean it's from season 7.
Yeah, or even it does. I was kind of looking at the freeze frame, and the beard doesn't necessarily look like it matches necessarily.
The hair kind of does, but...
Yeah, the hair kind of does, but... I mean,
but it could be part of a dream sequence or a flashback or something too. So,
yeah,
I don't know. So we'll see. You and I were talking and saying, you know, I really don't want it to be Glenn because I feel like everybody's expecting that. Anybody who's read the comics or even reads about, not necessarily read the comics, but reads about The Walking Dead, already knows that's coming, you know, so I just feel like...
Well, they're going to throw an Abraham, and then it's not going to... I mean...
I don't know.
Right.
But then also, just the whole thing with Glenn last season, with the dumpster, and was he dead then? Like, that just infuriates me to think, like, we went through all that,
well,
and you just go ahead and kill him?
Maybe playing the, oh, we're giving Glenn a bigger arc this season, it's his last season, there's going to be a, okay, well, if we killed him in the middle of this, then they're going to think we're not going to kill him at the end, and now we are going to kill him.
I know.
It's just like, we waited all summer for just to be Glenn, who is exactly who it was in the comics.
Exactly.
Oh, we threw Abraham in. It's like...
I know.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that big of a... punch. But anyway, who knows?
But we'll see. You know, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one thing I'm excited to see is the second season of
Stranger Things. Yes.
Which is coming to Netflix next year. There are obviously a lot of questions. Unfortunately, Barb will not be back.
Barb is not back.
They have promised that there will be justice for Barb,
well,
which I don't
so.
Really understand.
I don't know
how they're going to do that. Because, you know, but...
I don't know either. But, so the thing is with season two, I mean, it's going to be the same story, the same characters, the same storyline, all that stuff. But they are going to have some new characters in there. And, this article on slashfilm.com kind of outlines the new characters based on some casting notes, I guess. But there's going to be a Max character, and it's a 12 to 14-year-old girl who's described as tough and confident and who rides around on a skateboard. So I'm assuming she's going to make contact with our main characters, you know, the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also another character called Billy, who is Max's, like, older stepbrother who drives a Camaro and who's kind of a dick, it seems like. And so we'll see. And then Roman, another character, is a 30-something who grew up homeless with a drug addicted. Oh, my God. Today.
We needed wine. God. We needed wine. I don't know why we didn't start this podcast without wine.
Drug addicted mother and suffered a great loss in an early age. Now, this is a gender neutral casting call, so this one could be a man, a girl, or a man or a woman. Mm. They haven't decided yet, but which is kind of interesting. And you know, they're wondering if Roman could possibly be related to Barb in some way. I don't know, but
okay.
That's it. Yeah, so it'll be really interesting.
So we do know that season two will take place a year after what happened before, because obviously you're dealing with kids who are going to get older, and they're going to get older quickly. And so they have to account for that. So that's good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they're doing that. And obviously 11 will have to be back in some form.
Yes.
I don't say that, but
and they're the creators are saying they want to, they look at this as a sequel, not as a season two, which I kind of like. I mean, which makes sense because the show was such pretty much a long movie that making it, calling it a sequel sort of. And that's why on the title, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but season two is normally a sequel. I mean, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
But they look at it as a movie. Not,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I get it.
I'll give them a pass.
Exactly.
They knocked my socks off with Stranger Things.
But Stranger Things is shooting and also in Atlanta, Georgia, and that starts in October. From October to April, it will be shooting. That's a long shooting.
It is a long.
So.
It's 9 episodes, so.
True.
Instead of the 8, so we'll get one extra episode.
And so it'll prepare next year sometime. And I bet maybe summer. I bet.
So, well, yeah, it will premiered September. I can't believe it's been, no, August.
August?
Oh, no, it's July. It was July because it was the weekend of the reception. Yeah.
You're right. It's July. That's right. You're right. So I can't wait. It's going
to
be great.
No.
So great.
So what do you think about this Nashville news?
I'm not surprised, yeah. I guess I could say.
So Nashville's coming back. It was saved by CMT after ABC got rid of it. Apparently, Connie Britton is only going to be appearing in half of the episodes, which, if you think about it, Hayden Panettiere, she only appeared in about half of the episodes in this last season.
That's
because
true.
She was dealing with...
Mm-hmm.
Postpartum depression.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, here's the thing. They're not going to kill Raina off.
They're not going to kill her, no.
I think they're just going to spread her out over those...
But, I mean, I don't blame Connie Britton. I mean,
right.
You get bumped from a major network,
mm-hmm.
picked up by cable, CMT. I mean, who's really going to watch it? Mm-hmm. I mean...
Well, and... but you have streaming now, so it's still going to be on
That's
Hulu.
That's true.
So...
Oh, you're right. It is still going to be on Hulu, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be interesting, but I don't blame her. Because, I mean, it is one foot in the grave. So,
yeah, I mean, maybe not. I mean, how?
I think CMT is a brilliant place to put it.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't know.
Well, they have a new showrunner, which was going to be the new showrunner if it was going to be picked up on ABC. Mm-hmm. Let's hope they make some of the right changes. I mean, they have the.
I haven't even finished watching the last season.
We did.
I didn't even finish it.
It got better toward the end.
I think I'm 2 episodes away. I should do that before the next one.
Yeah,
starts,
you should. Well, you have till Thursday, January 5th.
Yeah,
so
a while.
But do that before.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, that is our Nashville news. Also, I wanted to mention real quick that Logo has released a trailer for its new dating reality show. Basically, they're calling it the Gay Bachelor, but it's called Finding Prince Charming. And so since they released the trailer, apparently their bachelor has a escorting past.
Oh, really?
So not what they were expecting.
Didn't find that? Like, they don't do they background checks?
Yeah.
Or?
So Ginger followed him on Instagram for some time, so he's well aware of this,
of course he did.
This gentleman's attributes and, yeah.
He's a good-looking guy, I'm sure.
He is.
Pretty
it
penny.
Just looks terrible.
Does it look bad? This is the one
as a gay man, I don't even want to watch it.
This
I don't.
Is the one Lance Bass is
watching. Yeah, it's just like they're all too fake. They're all too perfect looking.
Well, that's what,
it's
I,
not
that's what I hate
I want
about
watch.
The Bachelor. Yeah. I mean, I hate it. I don't understand how anyone can be so enthralled with it.
Right.
But.
And of course, this guy's an interior designer. I mean, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's reality. So, yeah, exactly.
So anyway, it's out there. Lance Bass. I love Lance Bass.
I mean, Lance Bass, too.
I really hope, because I know that he basically came up with the idea of the show. So hopefully it works out for him. So, but
yeah.
I will not be watching it. Maybe I'll give it one episode, but I probably won't be watching it.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'll still be watching Big Brother.
Mm-hmm. Of course you are. Oh, I had to watch probably two episodes of the
Oh,
movie.
Good. Yeah, good. Because
I was staying with
you.
My sister and my brother-in-law in Texas, and they loved
good.
Big Brother.
She made you watch it.
Whole family. I wasn't really watching, but I didn't enjoy it.
Well, yeah, right.
I did it.
Whatever. Yes. See, here's the thing. Here's the thing with you.
I didn't like
you
it.
You were just fighting it.
No.
And number one, you were catching it in the middle, which doesn't really make sense.
I guess.
But if you watch it from the beginning, whatever.
They were all
I know.
Annoying me. They were annoying me. All of them.
Anyway, if you'd watched it from the beginning, I know how you operate. Don't pretend like we don't know what
I never really paid attention to it. I was on my phone the whole time, so I wasn't really giving it a shot.
Yeah, because you were forcing yourself not to give it a shot because you don't want to like it. Anyway.
Don't want
to
like
all
it.
All right, let's get to movie news. We got Star Wars to talk about. Okay, so before we get to our Star Wars news, we will get to the latest information on the Crow reboot, which, why not?
Why not?
We reboot.
We root everything.
Everything. But this time, Jason Momoa is going to be part of it. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't remember much about the Crow other than Brandon Lee died while, filming it. And I remember watching it as a kid. I mean, a vague recollection of it, but I haven't watched it probably since it came out. So I know it has a huge cult following. Mm-hmm. Do we need to remake it? Probably not.
No, not at all. But so much time has passed. I don't think people will.
Yeah.
And of course, Jason Momoa is getting pretty big. Now, obviously, he's Aquaman. He was Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones. Whatever. It starts shooting in January, and I think it's supposed to come out sometime.
Yeah. So apparently this is going to be a more faithful adaptation of the film's source material, which is a graphic novel. So so don't go in expecting, I guess, The Crow from the 90s.
Which is good. It shouldn't be.
Yeah,
and then again,
I agree.
I don't know. I mean, they're doing the same thing with the Blair Witch, too, but that's more, it's tied more directly into the original.
They've been trying to reboot this for several years now, and they keep having issues. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, there you go. I just don't, I mean, they're going through all this trouble to reboot it and remake it. Is it really going to make any money?
Well, here's the thing. I think the reason why Jason Momoa is attached is because his star is rising. He's going to be in Justice League. He's going to be an Aquaman.
Exactly.
And they're going to think, oh, well, people might like him.
That's
might
true.
Be interested. He, his star is kind of on the rise.
That's true.
So that's exactly why they're doing it.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So,
for sure.
And I'm sure it was one of those deals where he made, okay, you'll be Aquaman, but guess what? You also are going to have to do this little movie
exactly.
that might not make anything, but
we need you in it. Yep, you're right.
So, okay, let's get to Star Wars.
Let's talk about Star Wars.
Okay. So this time we're not talking about Rey. We're not talking about Kylo. We're not talking about Leia or even Luke. We're talking about, we're focusing on Supreme Leader Snoke. So there have been so many different theories.
So many.
And rumors and actually just theories. There's not really been too many rumors, but... So there's a rumor that that Snoke is Darth Plagueis.
Mm-hmm.
Plagueis was the Sith Master under the Empire, or the Emperor.
Okay,
Darth Sidious.
Okay.
So, but then they came out and kind of debunked that, said that it's not going to be him, and they still could be trying to fool us. But now, and I think this actually is pretty good, except the fact that it's, okay, so the theory is, I don't think this is a spoiler. These are just theories. No, this is
not. They're just theories, yeah. We don't know if they're true or not, so it's not a spoiler.
So, this theory is that Supreme Leader Snoke is actually Darth Maul. And Darth Maul was last seen on the big screen in The Phantom Menace. He was cut in half by Qui-Gon Jinn. He has since come back in The Clone Wars.
Oh, okay.
And the animated series. And also he's in Rebels. So he's still in the canon.
Universe,
like,
yeah.
He's still in the universe, this and that. And apparently he is going to do battle with Vader in this coming season 3 of Rebels. So they're saying that they're going to have a huge fight, and that is what's going to injure him, turn him into Snoke, and that's why Vader is going to, because if you see in the original trilogy, Vader's not as fast or like he's going to be seriously injured in this as well. So Vader, by the time A New Hope comes around, because Rebels takes place
Clone
Wars and that.
Got it.
That he'll have injured Vader as much. So Vader, that's why Vader isn't as agile as he was in previous
times. Now, what is Darth Maul's, like, background? Because I don't really... I remember Darth Maul, but I don't really know if I ever know much about him.
He was just a Sith apprentice. They've gone a little bit into his background in Clone Wars and Rebels. I don't really remember exactly all the details.
And I know he has the face paint.
Right.
Is that supposed to be like his skin, or is that just a mask?
I think it's supposed to be his skin.
Okay.
So that's another thing that it's like, why does he not... Why does Snoke, if he is, why are his horns gone?
Did we see Snoke's face? We did, right? Didn't we?
Well, we saw hologram.
That's what it was.
He looks like.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it could be different. But for the most part, it's probably Snoke.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I mean, it says, so in this article by the Inquisitor, it says that there was a, there was a 4-part comic book series, Darth Maul, Son of Dathomir, and it was released in 2004, explains his situation. I mean, he is still, again, in the universe, in the canon, he has not been confirmed to meet his end. I mean, and because a lot of questions, okay, well, if he's still around in the time of A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, why was he not a presence?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the fact that he's injured so badly that he was recovering
that
during
makes
those
sense. Yeah. Yeah.
10 years, 5 years or whatever. And then he comes around to be Snoke. So, I don't know. I like it. I think Darth Maul was one of those villains where everyone's like, why did they not keep him around?
Yeah.
Like, he could have been the villain of
He was super
first,
cool.
Yeah. Of the prequel sequels.
Hmm.
So, we'll see. I mean, you know, we're still almost way more than a year
away from
season 8.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just nice to not have to read another theory about how Rey is not a Skywalker.
<I know. laughs>
And how she's some random girl who gained powers through a fucking tree. Or she's the reincarnation of Anakin Skywalker. I
Awful.
Mean, it's just...
I know.
Come on, guys.
I know, guys. Come on.
It's like, you guys come up with this, but if you'd seen that in the theater, you'd be so pissed.
Oh, so mad. Exactly.
Yeah. So, exactly. I'm kind of going back to the theory that she's Han and Leia's daughter.
I know.
I think that...
I mean, that's the one that makes the most sense to me.
I know.
You know?
It does. Or at least a cousin. I mean, she's connected to Han Solo and Luke.
Exactly.
And Leia somehow.
Yeah.
So anyway. All right. Well, that's it.
That's good.
I can't talk about Star Wars anymore because I just want to get on Reddit and look up more stuff. But now we have The Walking Dead to...
I know.
And then it'll be Game of Thrones.
I mean, we're only like just over a month away. Oh, we're still.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's almost... No.
Yeah, a month and a half.
Yeah, a month and a half or so, yeah. So, yeah. So it's going to be here before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I'm ready for fall.
I'm ready for new TV shows,
mm-hmm. which, of course, we will, I promise you, do our fall,
I know, we need to.
Fall TV yeah. Show.
Yeah, preview.
Talking about all. Because we did that for the upfront, so we'll...
Yeah.
As we get a little closer.
I got to go back and see what's premiering soon, because I don't mm-hmm. even remember.
Yeah, we're just 2 weeks away.
Yeah, I know. Some things are premiering soon, so... Yeah.
So... Yeah. We'll get on that. Anyway, guys, you can always find us on Twitter, A Gallon A Gay.
We're also on Facebook at A Gallon A Gay, and you can email us at agallonagay@gmail.com. Follow us. Find our podcasts on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher. I don't know. Wherever you get podcasts, you can find us.
Yes. So. Cool. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Hey, bye. Until next time.